A memorial to 10 Protestant workmen who were killed in the Kingsmill massacre has been vandalised in a sectarian attack. It's had been undergoing construction work when sectarian graffiti was scratched into the plaster over the weekend. Now, this commemorates the men who were shot dead by the IRA as they travelled home from work together in 1976. Our reporter Lisa McAllister is at the memorial this morning.
Yes, good morning, Stephen. As you say, this is currently under construction on the Kingsmill Road. And it was on Friday that scratched into the plaster were the letters IRA in a number of places. Now, despite this and despite abuse being shouted at the workmen who are building it, they still turned up for work this morning. And Gordon, the contractor, explained to me what happened.
We were here at least on Friday doing these curbs, as you can see, and getting ready for doing the granite paving at the memorial wall. And we'd finished about 2 o'clock and we just tidied up the site, leave it for the weekend. And one of my other friends who had been doing the plastering work rang me about 4 o'clock, and he said that there'd been some damage done to the walls, the freshly plastered walls. And I thought he was winding me up, but I realised then that he wasn't after a few minutes, so I said I'd stayed up. So I came up, I suppose it was 4:30 by the time I got here. It was maybe the edge of dark. I got here and saw that in one of the panels there was IRA graffiti scratched into the freshly plastered panel. And just at that point, a car came past. And I heard the car slowing down, and then I heard this male voice shout out of it, "Get off the road, yous black B effers." He didn't abbreviate, he used the full words. And away they went, sounded pretty aggressive. They went on ahead, but...
Were you frightened or anything at that stage? Because it's quite remote, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't say I was frightened. I'm not to brag about my bravery or anything, but no, I certainly wasn't frightened, no concern. I'm still not. I'm here to do a job, and I'll do the job to the memory of these 10 workmen that were murdered here. But we left again then at about 5 o'clock or so, and I informed then the committee chairman who's looking after this memorial wall, who looked after the planning and that of it, and I informed those people, and they came up, I think, about 7 o'clock, and they had been back and added more damage to the wall by scratching on IRA in other panels of plaster.
So after you'd been here at 4:30 and saw the initial damage, they've come back in between 4:30 and 7 o'clock and done more damage.
Yeah, between 4:30 and 7:30, they're about somewhere around that. Maybe it was closer to 5 when we left, but somewhere in those couple and a half hours, they came back again. And they did more damage, as you can see, because as you're looking at it there, that was the initial visit between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and then those other 3 pounds were done after that, you know. So here we are. So we're, as I say, we're going to begin today and take off this plaster and make it good again.
What if they come back again?
Well, we'll do the same again. We'll keep at it till we finish the job.
Just talking to people today, there's a real sense of shock that this has happened in 2012 when we're supposed to have moved on.
Well, I moved on is, you know, I'd like to know where we've moved on to, but I'm not sure about shock. There's certainly, talking to some of the people from the community here and that there, you know, there's certainly a sadness that the memorial hasn't been left alone. And, you know, because this is just to remember 10 workmen, 10 Protestant workmen who left their place of work and were taken out of the van at this very spot here, you know. And I don't know about shock, but certainly sadness, and but certainly there's a determination that this wall, this memorial wall, will be built and it will remain.
Well, it's awful stuff that Colin Wharton's brother Kenneth was killed at Kingsmill. I can just imagine how you feel here, Colin.
Yes, Stephen, I feel very angry and very sick that people would do the like of this. You know, I could really understand if this monument, you know, had been dedicated maybe to UVF men. But these men were harmless, they were totally defenceless, innocent men who shielded Stephen, their Catholic friend, who they thought was going to be the intended target. Like, these people obviously don't know the full facts of this. There was one Catholic in the minibus, and my brother, along with his mates, they thought that that Catholic was going to be the intended target, and they tried to shield him. Now, these people must be full of hatred whenever they see anything that's, you know, been associated with the IRA. They're that full of hatred that they just want to rub people's noses in it. But it makes me sick, Stephen, whenever this happens, and whenever you turn around and you hear about there's going to be a children's park, it has been named after an IRA man, Reuben McCreesh, up in Newry. Where is the sense of this? I think, you know, this war is upside down. Whereas good is bad, and bad is good now.
And you lost your brother Kenneth in Kingsmill.
My brother was 24, Stephen. We didn't even get to see him in the coffin. His face was shot off. You know, and this is to remember what actually did happen. It's going to be the truth that's put on the stone. It's not going to be no rubbish. It's going to be the truth. These men shot. There were 10 innocent men coming home from a day's work, and they're probably talking about their rabies the night before. And then understanding then that whenever the bus was stopped and the sole Catholic was asked for, they thought that this was going to be the intended target, and they tried to shield him. And this came from the sole Catholic himself, that they, his, it had been his, or like his Protestant workmen, they tried to shield him. So what if these people up around White Cross direction, they must be that full of hatred, that they don't want anything up there unless it fits in with their own, you know, with their own myth, you know, about the IRA, the brave IRA man.
Colin, thank you very much for talking to us this morning, listening to you, the Ulster Unionist Party's Danny Kennedy. You've been campaigning, Danny, on behalf of families.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say this latest incident, I think, offends common decency. It is absolutely disgusting. That people would stoop this low. This is one of the worst atrocities of the Troubles, the murder of 10 innocent Protestant workmen coming back from their work. It was never, ever claimed by the Provisional IRA. In fact, Republicans have always tried to keep their distance from it. But they actually ought to be coming clean. They ought to be acknowledging their involvement, and they ought to be apologising to the relatives of the victims, not just for the incident of defacing the new memorial, but for the incident itself, and as well as that, Republicans who know the identity of these killers ought to be passing that information on so that justice, even at this late stage, can be served. I have to say, I've worked with the Kingsmill relatives and survivor now for many, many years. We're not interested in revenge. We do want justice, but we also want recognition. And that new memorial is part of that recognition, and it seems that's a step too far to grant that by some Republicans.
Danny, thank you very much indeed. And thanks to our reporter, Lisa McAllister, who's on the ground at the memorial this morning. She's actually been speaking to people on the Kingsmill Road.
It's disappointing that we feel that in some ways things have moved on. And indeed they have, but in other ways it would appear that certain things, sinister elements, haven't moved on, and the situation remains the same as what it has for many years.
Is it worrying because of the way it happened in broad daylight?
Yeah, that's even more worrying. It just sort of shows that, you know, there's a real brazen element to it, and that people really don't care what one side of the community think about. They're just happy to do what they want to do.
Are you worried that in an example like that, it would appear that society here hasn't moved on?
Yeah, it shows that society has moved on. Things have stayed the same, unfortunately. But I would hope that it would just be a very small element that would be interested in doing this sort of thing.
I just think it's dreadful that has been done. Shame. Silly, just people do things like that.
I didn't think it was very nice at all, and it's something certainly that we don't want to go back to in this area. So.
Is it, I suppose it's just the families today that you feel for, isn't it?
Yes, well, the family and the community, because the community's a very close community, so I don't feel that it's a nice thing to be happening within our community at all.
And those behind it, what would you say to them?
Just that it's not a nice thing, and it's not something that we want to go back to in this area.
That's Lisa McAllister for us on the ground in the Kingsmill Road. You're with the BBC. It's the Nolan Show.